Mike Adams here with a special update asking you the question, what is your most important purpose right now? Because we are living through, all of us together here, we're alive together in the most epic chapter in history. This is going to be the most consequential time in the history of known human civilization, in the history of life on this planet. And God put you here for a reason to witness this right now as it's happening. God put me here for a reason. And God put you and I together for a reason. And some of us know what that reason is, and some people don't yet know it fully. But that's why I'm asking you, what is your purpose? What does God want you to do right now to make a lasting difference in this most epic fight for humanity, for the future of human civilization, for the future of life on this planet, the future of the epic battle between God and Satan? This is your chance to make your mark for all of cosmic history to be recorded for eternity in the eyes of God. This is your opportunity. How can you best use that opportunity right now? How can you best rearrange your life or prioritize your life to accomplish what is necessary? And it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, be a big shot person, or it doesn't mean that you have to have great wealth or whatever. You can have an impact on people in ways that you cannot even imagine. Small, subtle things, but things that are personal and passionate. Just having a talk with one person per week or per month and opening their eyes, that alone is a miraculous victory. That's a lasting victory because you're going to affect that person's life for the rest of their life. And that will come back and affect the rest of the world. That will affect you as well. So if you think about it, what seems small and inconsequential actually, especially when you repeat it over and over again, talking with people, supporting people, showing people the truth, leading them to the light, then your impact is extraordinary. Even if you consider yourself an ordinary person, but frankly, I don't even know anybody listening to this who thinks of themselves as ordinary. You're not ordinary. You are extraordinary just by the fact that you're tuning into this. I want you to think about what we know about history and sort of relate that to what is happening right now. You've probably studied throughout history the rise and fall of civilizations, the fall of nations, the collapse of currencies. You realize that what we are about to go through right here, right now, is going to be the most epic reset, a reconfiguration, reboot, I don't know what you want to call it, in all of human history, impacting more people, involving more assets, more dollars, if you will, although dollars themselves won't be around that long. But this is the most epic reconfiguration in human history. And at the same time, aside from perhaps, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah out of the Old Testament, we are living in the times of the most evil that is on display. You've seen the evil coming out, the child grooming, the pedophilia, the drag queen story time, all that stuff. Just way beyond Sodom and Gomorrah here, just intense, extreme evil, the outpicturing of inner demons through body modifications and piercings and tattoos and weird hair color, all in combination, you know. That level of evil has never been seen before in human history, not like this. This is the time of history when Lucifer is making his move. Here he is, a fallen angel, granted temporary dominion over Earth, and he's making his move against God, and he thinks he's going to conquer the planet and enslave all of you. And you are here at this time. God chose you to be here in this moment to witness this and to participate in the defeat of Lucifer. Think about that. In all of human history, almost no one has had the honor, the privilege of being able to witness events such as this. God asked you to be here for a reason. God put you here for a reason. And I also want you to rethink about the struggles in your life, the difficult times that you've gone through, the mistakes that you've made, the failures, whatever they may have been. even if at the time they felt bad or they felt wrong or they weren't the right path, isn't it true that that path led you to where you are right now? That whatever the convoluted events were in your life, because we're all human, we all wish we could have done some things differently, we've all made mistakes, we've all made bad choices, that's true for all of us. And yet, all of those things, they're culminating in this moment to put us here right now in this place, in this time, because we are the messengers. We are the carriers of God's message. We are the messengers of Jesus Christ, the messengers of helping people become saved as time is running out for humanity. And, you know, none of us know the exact timing of, you know, the 7 years, the book of Revelation, and the, you know, the pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib, and all that. You know, everybody debates about that. All the Bible scholars have different views. Okay, fine. But we know time is running out. We know that each day that ticks away is one day less remaining to save ourselves and save others, more importantly. And remember what God says, that someone can repent even in their last moment. Someone, again, according to the scripture, someone can lead a life of intense evil. And then if they accept Jesus into their lives and they see the error of their ways, if they repent with their full spirit, with their heart, they can still be with God. God will still recognize them, which I find astonishing, by the way, because, you know, we've had discussions about this before. In my personal opinion, I don't think God should allow like child rapists and pedophiles and so on to repent, right? I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But then again, I'm not Jesus. Jesus is far more forgiving than any of us. He forgave those who murdered him. I don't think I'm capable of that. But he was, and he is. And what that means is that there are still people you can save, people who might right now be pedophiles and child groomers and whatever else, pushing transgender child mutilations. In God's eyes, that person can still be saved. Even if in your eyes or my eyes, we're like, forget it, man, that person's gone. That person's turned into a demon. But God says you can still save them. Or technically, he can still save them. You can lead them to being saved. And this is not metaphor. That's what's amazing about this time. That's what's so powerful in all of this. This is not metaphor. There's going to be a great reckoning, a great judgment day for everybody living today. And we are all going to be judged on what we did, what we failed to do, and most importantly, did we ask Jesus into our lives? Did we ask God for guidance and for forgiveness? We're all going to be judged on that. We're all going to be held accountable for the culmination of the decisions that we made and the behavior that we exhibited, which is why it's so important to choose the moral path each and every day to live a life of ethics and treat people with dignity wherever you can. But again, sometimes, you know, I say, but what about these demons? What about those who are agents of Lucifer? See, you know, there are some people that I cannot forgive. Maybe you can. Maybe you have more forgiveness in your heart than I do, but I can't forgive the child rapists and the pedophiles and the traffickers and everything else. But God can, Jesus can, maybe you can. Maybe you can. But in your own life, it's critical to practice that moral, ethical behavior each and every day so that you don't end up having to forgive yourself. I mean, yes, we've all made mistakes, but let's not make any more. Let's choose the right path from this day forward. Let's make the correct decisions, the decisions that are in alignment with God and in alignment with protecting children, decisions that are pro-family, that are pro-life, that are pro-divinity, as I say. Recognize the divinity, the creation that's in the life of every living creature, including unborn children, of course. They deserve protection as well. And you are here for this moment. And so I say, whatever you are doing in your life, reconsider the priorities, because we don't know how long this window of opportunity is going to last. We don't know if we're going to end up in World War III next week. we don't know if God is already sending giant meteors to strike New York City and Los Angeles and other areas of sin across the country and around the world. We don't know if earthquakes are coming and tsunamis and volcanoes and what have you. We don't know how much time we have left. So use the time as best you can. Put it to its best intended purpose. And I say this with all the resources. If you have money, ask yourself, what does God wish for me to do with this money? If you have food, what is God's purpose for this food, or extra food, perhaps, if you're storing food? If you have time, if you have wisdom, if you have knowledge, what does God want me to do with this knowledge right now? What is my purpose? And what should my priorities be right now? And I just feel incredibly blessed because God has shown me my purpose with great clarity, and I'm carrying out that purpose right now with you in this podcast. My purpose is to help give guidance and knowledge and clarity to the people who will survive what's coming and who will rebuild our society with Christian principles. We can rebuild our civilization. We can rebuild family values. We can rebuild the education system. We can rebuild the churches to finally be centered in Christ instead of whatever they were focused on these last few years, which really wasn't that much about Christ for many of the churches, I'm sad to say. We've got to revamp everything. We are the ones who are going to be here. You are tuned into this podcast for a reason. Something turned you on to this because you are supposed to hear this message. You are supposed to connect. You're supposed to use this information, reevaluate your life, rearrange your priorities, and serve our Creator as we face the most dire moment in the history of human civilization, the moment when the greatest force of evil, I should say the most powerful, insidious force of evil, tries to take down God. And of course, Lucifer is going to fail, but that's what he's attempting to do. He's attempting to overthrow God himself, because that's the arrogance of Satanism, by the way. He will fail, and then God will place upon us the responsibility to pick up the pieces, to rebuild, to re-educate, to reform our society. That's why we need to be here. That's why it's worth doing everything that we do to be healthy, to survive, to be prepared, financially prepared, prepared with food, spiritually prepared, in every way you can imagine. You have a purpose. It is a great purpose, and you were chosen for this moment. We all were. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my articles at naturalnews.com and, of course, brighteon.com for more podcasts, more videos, and more mini documentaries coming up soon. God bless you. Take care.